You're listening to Stoke FM. I'm Megan Dooling, and here's some local news. City Council is aggressively pursuing affordable housing, said Revelstoke's chief administrative officer. Evan Parliament was having lunch and answering questions yesterday with about 10 members of the business community. The lunch was hosted by the Chamber of Commerce at the Nest in Eagle Pass Lodge. Carolyn LaChapelle is the executive director of the chamber. She asked Parliament 6 questions pertinent to the business community, including the one about affordable housing. LaChapelle asked about the accelerator fund that council recently applied for. It's an emergency fund, Parliament said. Its intent is to increase housing stock in a community. The city filed an application for 460 more housing units. The city's also working closely with BC Housing, which is aware of the crisis in Revelstoke, Parliament said. The city would like to develop housing for public sector employees, like nurses, doctors, teachers, RCMP, and Highway Patrol. Something similar to the CP staff housing, 48 units built in 6 months. They were able to construct so quickly because they're CP, Parliament said, and didn't have to deal with City Hall. We could do what they did. We have the land, Parliament said. Stephen Cross is a former city councillor and owner of Revy Outdoors. He asked about the status of staff housing for Revelstoke Mountain Resort employees. David Evans is the CEO of the Mackenzie Village Development. Is going slowly, he said. They need more tradespeople. Parliament also mentioned that the city hopes to have a housing authority by the spring. Another big issue for the business community is waste pickup. Businesses have to pay thousands of dollars a month to have their garbage picked up. In other municipalities, the city takes care of commercial as well as residential waste, Parliament said. Revelstoke doesn't have the capacity, he said. He would love for the business community to work with the city to write a business plan for waste pickup. LaChapelle asked Parliament what the plan was to enforce short-term rental bylaws. That's a loaded question, Parliament said. The challenge, folks, is collecting fines, he said. The problem being that many people who own short-term rental properties don't live in Revelstoke. We end up chasing our tails trying to find them, Parliament said. The city is implementing a new way of collecting fines called an adjudication system. They started the process in early 2023, and it won't be in place for months. This system makes it possible to collect fines from people who aren't in town. Stacey Lamont owns Silver Winds. She asked why uncollected fines can't be tacked onto property taxes. It's a legislative thing, Parliament said. You can't do that when people aren't living in town. The city is asking council to create another bylaw position in the next budget to enforce this bylaw. Revelstoke has some of the highest commercial property taxes in BC. LaChapelle says it's squeezing business owners and will change the downtown if it's not addressed. The policy that sets tax rates is from 2008, said Parliament. It's outdated. He said what they need to do is look at the tax pie, which consists of residential, commercial, and light industry property taxes. Right now, for every dollar the city collects in residential tax, it collects $5.50 in commercial taxes. It's worth looking at what CP and RMR pay, for example, Parliament said. Can the distribution be spread out so residents don't have to relieve the burden on business owners? Another topic covered was the zoning bylaw rewrite. This is something the city is doing now. It has to do with how land is used. Parliament wants business owners to weigh in because they can forecast the future of industry better than the city can. How do we want to see the next decade? LaChapelle asked. People at lunch were interested in hearing about the plans to replace the forum. The city held a public feedback period this spring about this. The public wants a multi-purpose building, Parliament said. Double the capacity for hockey seats, curling, indoor soccer, a track, a climbing wall. But right now, the two biggest questions are location and cost, Parliament said. The city is presenting 2 options next week to council for location, Oscar Street and Centennial Park. The city has 11 acres off Oscar Street, but it's slated for housing, Parliament said. An arena at Centennial Park would displace baseball diamonds and soccer fields. As for price, Parliament said the cost for these types of facilities is outrageous right now. He expects it to cost between $50 and $100 million. The city will create a steering committee to guide this development, which will include members of the public. Finally, the smell. Parliament says the sewage is particularly stinky in August because of high use and high temperatures. The BC government is funding an expansion of the treatment plant. The city has a $14 million grant secured, but it needs $4 million more, Parliament said. The tender for this expansion will go out this fall, he said. Read more about this and other stories on our website, stokefm.com. Hit the news section. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.